Pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we long for the day when we will be able to worship you forever. We long for the day when you give us new bodies, you give us perception into seeing you for who you are. Lord, today in this place, in this time, we seek to use the minds and the hearts and the words, the ears and the eyes that you have given us to bring much glory to you. So Lord God, as we address your table, we pray that you would address us with your word, you would speak to us, and you would minister to us for your glory. We pray it all in the name of your Son that you gave to us, Christ Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation 1. Jesus is preparing John to receive the revelation of the events that will transpire that conclude the present age that we're in right now. And to prepare John well for that, Jesus does two things. First, he reveals himself to John. And secondly, he makes some claims about himself to John, all of which are designed to prepare John for the task of comprehending the visions that he will see in the forthcoming chapters. Follow along with me as I read Revelation 1, verses 10 through 18. John says, I was in the Spirit of the Lord on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet, saying, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like a sun shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. John's testimony of Jesus is that he has hair that is white, like wool, like snow. That speaks to the purity of Jesus. He has a pure character. That character qualifies him to commence the events that are going to end this present age that we live in. John also sees Jesus, and he sees his eyes, and his eyes are burning like fire, speaking to Jesus' perception. Jesus sees all things, and he knows and he understands all things. John describes Jesus' feet as being like burnished bronze that are being heated by a fiery furnace. When John sees this, he's describing bronze. Bronze is a material that can sustain and it can permanently endure. He's speaking of Jesus' permanence. So Jesus has a purity, he has a perception, he has permanence. Then John describes Jesus' voice. He says Jesus has a voice like the sound of many waters, speaking obviously to the power that Jesus has. And so when John sees this, he falls down in fear. Jesus reaches out and he comforts him, and he comforts him with claims about himself. First, he says, do not fear because I am the first. He's reiterating what we know to be true from Colossians 1, that all things were created through Jesus and all things were created for Jesus. Jesus is saying, everything that is has its origin and its sustenance in me. You have no reason to fear because I am fully in control of all of these things because I have created all of them. Likewise, he says, not only am I the first, I'm the last. All of the events which will transpire, I have the final say and the final word in all of these things that will end this present age. Jesus knows that John will see and hear some fearsome things, and he is telling him that he can have no fear because all of those things are under Jesus' control and command. And then he comforts John with the gospel. He said, I was born and I died. I was raised again and I live forevermore. Jesus reminds John, he reminds him that he was the atoning sacrifice for all who have placed their trust in Christ and in Christ alone. He reminds him that he raised himself from the dead, that he was raised from the dead so that we could walk in a newness of life. And finally, Jesus tells John something very, very interesting. He tells him, I have the keys to death and to Hades. That is so comforting for a believer. If you're a Christian today, those are very comforting words. Because Jesus is saying, I am going to put an end to death. There will be no death for my people. They will worship me, they will love me, they will adore me, they will serve me with me in my kingdom here on this earth and forever in the final kingdom. Jesus also says that he has put an end to death for those who don't believe in him. In the latter chapters of this book, we read about the white throne judgment in chapter 20. We read that all those who are resurrected from the dead who have not placed their trust in Christ are thrown into a lake of fire. Death will not be there to assist them. They will endure God's wrath forever. It will rest upon them. If you're one of those people today who has not placed your trust in Jesus Christ, we ask that when the elements come to you, simply take them and pass them by to the person next to you. But I and the other elders will be available at the end of the service. We would love to speak with you more about what it looks like to put your trust in Jesus Christ. If you have put your trust in Jesus Christ, you know and you understand your own sin, that you were born into a broken relationship with God. As the elements come to you, take them and hold them. Consider the character of Jesus as reported by John and the claims of Jesus that he made about himself to John. When everybody's received, we'll take the elements together. So men, come and serve us. On the night before Jesus was crucified, he met with his disciples. He met with them over supper, and he took the bread. And he explained to them that this was his body, and it was broken for them. Do this in remembrance of him. Let's eat together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And he said that this cup represents a covenant in his blood. As often as you do this in remembrance of him. Let's drink together. Would you pray with me?